The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Haryanto Diman, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. In the latest report by the Ministry of Manpower, MOM, the employment rate for Singaporeans has risen over the last 10 years. The median real income also grew faster compared with the total resident workforce, while citizen unemployment remained low. The Manpower Ministry report outlines labour force data from June 2009 to June 2019. The employment rate of citizens rose to 63.6% in 2019 from 60% in 2009. This was driven mostly by older workers aged 65 and above. The employment rate for working-age citizens aged 25 to 64 climbed in the same period to 80.5% in 2019 from 75.6% in 2009. The report also said citizens fared slightly better than PRs when it came to income growth for full-time workers. We have senior political correspondent Grace Ho to share more. Welcome, Grace. Now, Grace, it appears to be a rosy picture despite some economic qualms. What are the takeaways from this report?
Well, there are three key takeaways. So the first is that given the increase in employment rate of Singapore citizens over the last 10 years has been driven mostly by people aged 65 and above, it does mean that efforts at increasing the employability of older workers seems to have borne fruit. So you're talking about initiatives like professional conversion program for people doing mid-career switches, or career support program for mature retrenched workers by providing wage support to employers in order to hire them. The second is that the number and share of PMETs among employed Singapore citizens has also increased steadily. So now it's hovering about 56%. And this means that we're not just talking about any kind of jobs. We're actually talking about PMET skilled, good jobs.
Right.
And the last is that notwithstanding the economic gloom, the citizen unemployment rate has held steady at 3.2% last year.
Yeah.
So this number has kind of fluctuated by about a tenth to two-tenths of a percentage point over the last 10 years.
Mm.
In other words, it's actually not changed that much.
Okay.
The resident unemployment rate is slightly lower. Last year at about 3.1%, not much lower.
Yeah.
But as the ministry has explained, this is to be expected because permanent residents, I mean, to be a permanent resident in the first place, you must have higher employability.
Yeah.
So the underlying message of all of this is that, generally speaking, the citizens make up about 85% of the resident labour force.
Yeah.
And the PR population has remained fairly stable at about 500,000. So the ministry was explaining that, you know, if you take these two facts together, what it means is that the resident rate typically mirrors that of the citizen rate. And so when people say, you know, would you like to tease apart the figures for these two, actually they don't differ that much.
Right. Now, Grace, help us to understand, why is the report released now? I'm saying this because the MON last released the same report in 2011 with data for the full decade to 2010. Now, the next release was planned for next year to take in the full decade to this year, 2020.
Yeah.
But it has been brought forward. So why now?
There's the big question of whether, I mean, the elections are coming up.
Mm.
But I mean, on a more serious note, I think it's because it's a matter of public interest. So, I mean, much ink and guts have been spilled on this issue. And we had our Workers' Party chief, Pritam Singh, you know, asking questions in Parliament recently about the breakdown of new jobs between Singaporeans, PRs and foreigners. And ministers have made their various rebuttals. And more recently, last week, Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Singh also pointed out that of the 60,000 sort of like a new employment, local employment between 2015 and 2018, the majority has gone to Singaporeans.
Mm.
So for every five jobs, I mean, of going to Singaporeans versus one job going to, say, your PRs.
Right.
So I think this latest salvo that's been fired is really an additional sort of further elaboration and assurance that's provided to Singaporeans that they still have a fair shot at getting a good job.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Now, thank you so much, Grace, for coming to the show to explain a bit more and make sense of the labour force report that was released by MOM today. Now, for more on the story, you can check it out on the Straits Times website. For more news and videos, do log on to straitstimes.com. Once again, I'm Haryanto. On behalf of the Straits Times, we would like to wish everyone 恭喜发财, 新年快乐.